Hi, I'm Miguel Gomez, the director of AIDS.gov. You're listening to New Media Conversations with AIDS.gov.
Text messaging for HIV appointment and medication reminders, part two. This week, we return to our series on using text messages for HIV appointment and medication reminders. We are dedicating four posts to this topic, which often comes up in conversations between Miguel Gomez, AIDS.gov director, and AIDS service providers. We recently discussed some of the reasons why an AIDS service organization might want to use text messaging. This week, we're focusing on the how. In weeks to come, we'll be addressing costs and privacy. How can my organization use text messaging for appointment and/or medication reminders? The field of texting is still new, but here are a few examples. Software for providers or your clients to schedule and send text messages. There are a number of options for software that let you schedule and track appointment and medication reminders, from secure web accounts accessed from your computer to software that can be integrated into an existing client management system. Sometimes the easiest way to get a sense of how it would work in your setting is to call a few vendors and let them walk you through the options. Some of the many vendors are listed below, and more details to come in our upcoming post on cost. IntelliCare, Patient Prompt, Exco and Touch, Televox, Dr. Text, and OnTime Rx. It is important to note that some systems offer two-way messaging, so your clients can confirm or reschedule an appointment medication reminder. Dr. Nadia Dauschen and Dr. Robert Garofalo of Children's Memorial Hospital in Chicago are using two-way messaging for a pilot HIV medication adherence study with adolescents who have previously failed treatment or who are newly diagnosed with HIV. They told us that after clients receive their daily message, they are prompted to press 1 if they have taken their medication already, 2 if they want to be reminded again in an hour, etc. This automated system allows the clinic to give their clients personal adherence reports each month. There are also free or inexpensive online resources. You or your client can sign up for a program, which is often sponsored by a pharmaceutical company, to receive text reminders or emails for medication times, appointments, and refills. Some programs are geared toward providers and others toward clients. Some examples of this include MedAction Plan, MyMed Schedule, Tibotec, Truvada. And lastly, you can send a text message from email or a cell phone. If you know your patient's cell phone numbers and carriers and have their consent, you can email them text messages. The email address includes their phone number and carrier, like the phone number at cellphoneprovider.com, for example. You can also text them directly from a cell phone. Learn how to send a text message from a mobile phone if you've never done so, and check out this list of text messaging abbreviations via our online link. If you are planning to offer text reminders to all your clients, this is likely not the most efficient or secure system. But as Dr. Nadia Dauschen told us, the case managers are texting informally already from their own cell phones because sometimes they know it's a better way to communicate with hard-to-reach youth. So what's up next? Next, we'll focus on text messaging, appointment, and medication costs. We're looking for examples. So if you know of any clinics or providers that are texting their appointment or medication reminders, please let us know. To access links mentioned in this audio podcast, please visit blog.aids.gov. Again, blog.aids.gov.
And for more information about HIV/AIDS, please visit www.aids.gov. This is Miguel Gomez for AIDS.gov. Thanks for listening.